When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
46. Mark Melusis with you on this Wednesday midday. Peter outside. We got you for the next 2+ hours, right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Paul in beautiful Buffalo, New York is up next on the phone. What's going on, Paul?
Moose, how are you? It's been a while since I've got the pleasure to talk to you, and it's great to hear you in the midday.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it, bud.
Moose, your Yankee points always hit, and you hit it right on with Gerrit Cole. And I've said this to you before a while ago. The definition of an ace is 7 innings pitch, 2 earned runs or less. And I believe Cole will do that in the playoffs because I think, wisely, the Yankees hold him back in regular season games. You very rarely see him go past 6 innings during the regular season now, and that's fine. You know, the Yankees are going to be in the playoffs, and I think they're going to win the division. And Cole needs to go 7+ in every game he starts in the playoffs. My question for this Yankee playoff run is, has Nestor Cortez in the last month of baseball proven himself to be a lock to be in the playoff rotation?
My answer would be, what is your rotation right now as presently constituted? Cole is your
certainly
number one.
Cole, and then I got to say Heel, unless the Yankees feel his arm is tired. And I number three, if Rodon shows me something the last month of the season, I certainly want Rodon there. But right now, I have more faith in Nestor than Rodon. And it might sound crazy to people. Stroman, I think I know what I would get. If the team scored 4 runs, I believe Marcus Stroman would give them a chance to win into the 6th inning. It's a good rotation. It's not like they're bad, but it's nothing like the security we had with the 90s team.
Oh, no. I mean, well, yeah, it's a far cry. I mean, there's nobody. I mean, let's be honest, Paul. There's nobody on this team in terms of a pressurized pitcher that would trust Orlando Hernandez.
No, that's correct.
El Duque would take the summer off, would come back in October, and he'd pitch, you know, dominant innings in the playoffs. I mean, so, like, nobody's to that level. I mean, Cortez has been good the last 3 starts. I mean, he has. Got lit up by the Angels, very good against Chicago, the White Sox, very good against Cleveland, you know, and very good against Washington. I'm not going to discount any of that. Could he find himself in that starting rotation in October? You know, he could. We're a ways off. I think it's very fluid in behind Gerrit Cole. I don't think there's any doubt about it in terms of how it stacks up. It'd be difficult if Rodon pitches well to think that he's not going to be part of it. They invested $162 million into him. Obviously, you invest that kind of money into a starter. Unless he is non-competitive, I would believe Rodon is going to be one of those guys. I think Stroman, it's based on the opponent. He pitches to contact. Obviously, he's not a pure Yankee Stadium pitcher because of the short porch out in right field and because he had the penchant to giving up fly balls. You mentioned about Heel. Heel's a massive, you know, quandary when you look at it. He's superseding innings that he's never thrown, as a professional starter, regardless of level, has had armor injuries in the past. He's an asset that you want to clearly protect, but you want to keep your eye on the prize this year of trying to win a World Series. So, and then you throw Clark Schmidt into the mix. So I think it's very fluid behind Gerrit Cole to answer you. Could Cortez find him? To answer your question, long story long, could Cortez find himself in it? Yes, if he continues to pitch like he did his last 3 starts, because he was, regardless of opponent, Washington and Chicago, the White Sox are one of the, you know, are just a dreadful baseball team. But he has pitched deep into games. You know, he's thrown, you know, 104 pitches plus in 2 of those 3 starts. Cortez has kind of rounded into form here. So could he, based on performance, find himself being a part of it? Yeah, he could.
Absolutely, I hope so, because I think all of us Yankee fans, we love Nestor Cortez because he is the everyman. He looks like one of us. He's got a little wiggle to him out there. He's got personality. He's our Bartolo Colon, if you will. So I'm rooting for Nestor to be in the rotation, and I hope he keeps up his savvy pitching.
Yeah, he's, I mean, listen, I had an issue with what he had to, you know, tweet out at the All-Star break, but I get it. I mean, is, you know, he's a guy that, you know, was not predicted to be where he is. Has taken advantage of the opportunity, has taken a long road to being a major league starter, has earned his opportunity here in New York with the Yankees. So I get why he's an easy guy to root for. You love the story. Ray in Brooklyn's up next to the fan. What's going on, Ray?
Who's good afternoon. It's nice to talk to you again. And by the way, you are a legend, and no need to be modest, sir, because it is the absolute truth.
Oh, thank you, Ray. Appreciate it, bud. What's on your mind, man?
Of course, man, definitely. So, you know, I called about the Giants, but let me say this about the Yankees and Nestor Cortez real quick. I do kind of agree with the gentleman that just called. I mean, Nestor Cortez in his first 19 starts, which is not a small sample size, that's basically two-thirds of the season, had a 3.51 ERA, and it became inflated with his next, like, four or five starts, and everybody forgot about the previous 19. He's currently a top 20, I think he's 21st in the league in WHIP. I think he's been, so much is overstated about Clay Holmes pitching to bad luck. I think Nestor Cortez has pitched to bad luck, but now, like you said, he's rounding into shape, and I do trust him a lot more than I trust Rodon, especially at home. So I'm not sure, you know, if you agree with that or not, but I will move on to my guy.
Yeah, I mean, Ray, I don't, you know, trust factor with the Yankees, even with Gerrit Cole, is not all that high when you look at the starters. I don't trust Rodon. I don't trust Cortez on the road, trust him more at home. His splits would back that up as well. I don't have trust in Marcus Stroman in a big-time spot pitching a contact. Luis Gil, when he was great, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a Yankee fan in the tri-state area that didn't trust Luis Gil. But we've seen the up-and-down nature of a guy working through some things as well, and he's thrown a lot this year. I get where your confidence comes with Nestor Cortez. And I think, like I mentioned before, I think it's very fluid behind Gerrit Cole. So Cortez has had a pretty good year, really good year when you look at it statistically at times, and he's been really good his last three starts.
Absolutely, and I wholeheartedly concur with you on the fact that it's fluid, because everybody's basically pitching on the same level. So as far as the Giants are concerned, I am, you know, I may be in the minority, but I'm a little bit optimistic. I think this team can win anywhere between 8 and 11 games. I think that if a relative stiff like Pat Shurmur can get almost 30 touchdowns out of Daniel Jones in 12 starts, that, you know, the genius, and put air quotes on that is Ryan Dable, better, at least minimally, get, you know, 30 touchdowns out of him in 5 more starts in 17 games, and with a better offensive line and better weapons, I don't think that that's far-fetched. And as far as the running game moves, I have more confidence in the running game now than I have with Barkley the last couple of years. Certainly, Barkley in his first 2 years was amazing. But the last couple of years, my eyes tell me that he constantly put us behind the chains. And this team and this offense is obviously not built to come back from, second and 14 when he's running backwards to trying to hit a home run rather than being consistent and moving forward all the time and getting you 3 yards. I'd rather have consistency in the running game than, you know, have a home run hit once every other day by Barkley, because now at least you're on schedule. You give the offense a chance. Instead of second and 13, second and 14, you know, now you're, you know, second and 7, second and 6, and everything is manageable and doable. And, you know, like the only thing that I see that's a huge negative is obviously like the corners. But I think every other part of the team is solid. I think we can pull out some close games like we did a few years ago and win anywhere between 8 and 11 games and maybe sneak into the playoffs. And I appreciate it, Moose. You truly are a legend.
I appreciate that, Ray. I mean, it's a really positive and optimistic view when you're looking at the Giants. I think the line will get better. I think it's hard to judge Barkley based on the lines that he was running up against. I agree with you. Finishing off runs at times. We talked about him running out of bounds. The physical nature to his running style. But you can't compare Barkley and Singletary in terms of being home run hitters. Guys that can change the course and the context of a game with one touch, one carry, one catch coming out of the backfield. I mean, Saquon's just a more physically gifted individual as compared to Devin Singletary. But I mean, the Giants have moved on. Saquon's moved on. He put himself in a really good winning position down in Philadelphia with the Eagles. Yeah, I think the Giants want to try and have more, obviously, early down success running the football. It's going to help out their passing game. if Jones stays healthy, I was talking to Dove before the season, before the show started today, and Dove asked me the question, how many games do you think Daniel Jones is going to play? I'm like, I think he's going to play double digits. I mean, I do. I mean, I don't think he's getting benched unless he's just non-competitive. Like, I don't think that's happening. I mean, the Giants tried to make their play for their quarterback of the future and go up and move up into the draft to get, you know, whether it be Jaden Daniels, whether it be Drake May. They couldn't get their guy. So they sat there at six and drafted a ultra-talented playmaking wide receiver in Malik Nabers. They addressed the offensive line in free agency. They addressed the defense in a big-time trade with Brian Burns, and they're expecting Burns, Thibodeau, Okereke, and obviously the stud that Dexter Lawrence is up front to create a little bit of pressure or a lot of pressure to limit the impact of the inexperience they have on the back end of that secondary. 1156, Malus is with you. 888-888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. It's a Wednesday midday right here, The Fan in New York.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.